One of the most fascinating of all city birds is the nighthawk. Lots of sports teams call themselves the Nighthawks, but players don't seem to understand just how meek and mild real nighthawks actually are. They have no offensive capabilities at all, and their only defense is to flee. They're also completely unrelated to hawks. Instead, they belong to a family often called goat suckers, which no self-respecting team would ever want to name themselves. Nighthawks do have somewhat hawk-like plumage, but they sit horizontally and lack talons and ripping beaks. Rather, their feet are flat, with fairly blunt claws, so they're unable to grasp anything or even to perch. They sit on solid ground or on wide enough branches that they can stand on them without needing to cling. A nighthawk's beak is tiny and fragile at the upper and lower center of its capacious mouth. The soft tissue that forms the extraordinarily wide gape is too delicate to allow it to chomp down on anything. 100% of a nighthawk's diet is flying insects. The nighthawk swoops into them, mouth agape, and the bugs simply go down the hatch. When I was a licensed rehabilitator, I discovered that most adult nighthawks have even lost the ability to swallow. It didn't take long for injured nighthawks to learn that I would feed them. Within days, many of them would run toward me, mouths wide open, eager to be fed. But when I popped the food into their mouths, they could only sit helplessly until I stroked their throat to get the food down. The most succulent moth could parade right past a perched nighthawk, and the poor bird could only open its mouth and hope that the moth would walk in. Injured nighthawks in the wild quickly die of starvation. Nighthawks appear more hawk-like in flight, their 2-foot wingspan belying their 2.5-ounce weight. Their flight is simply lovely, butterfly-like as they dart this way and that in the sunset sky, a crescent moon shining near each wingtip, erratic as the insects they're swooping around. Nighthawks typically lay their eggs in a little scrape on the ground. When European settlers started constructing buildings with flat roofs, nighthawks almost immediately started nesting on the rooftops, where their vulnerable chicks could be safe from coyotes, skunks, weasels, snakes, and other ground predators. Of course, tar-covered roofs sometimes get so hot that the eggs or babies become stuck in melted tar, and some baby nighthawks are injured in steep falls during their maiden flights. But overall, the system worked well for over a century. The name common nighthawk distinguishes our familiar Northland bird from less widely distributed relatives, and back when the bird was named, it really was a common species. On summer evenings, buzzy peent calls resonated just about everywhere, in farm country, prairies, forest edges, and cities. In the movie Dances with Wolves, nighthawks can be heard in many scenes. But now the species seems to be in a tailspin. Breeding bird surveys from just about everywhere in North America show it in steep decline. Although the cause is uncertain, I can't help but think that insecticides and poorer water quality in general are a large part of it. Insecticides don't poison nighthawks directly, but they seriously reduce the number of emerging aquatic insects. When I was a little girl, I recall reading several stories in the newspaper about bridges being closed temporarily in May and June and snowplows being called out when spent mayfly bodies piled up. These delicate insects belonging to the order Ephemeroptera for the brief period they live as winged adults once provided an enormous food base for migrating and breeding nighthawks and purple martins. These birds eat mosquitoes too, but considering how a single mayfly can provide 100 times the protein of a mosquito, it's far more efficient to catch the larger species. During their aquatic nymph period, mayflies require clean clean, well-oxygenated water. General loss in water quality, compounded by pesticide runoff, have reduced mayfly numbers just about everywhere. Other large insects, such as Cecropia and Luna moths, are also less common now than decades ago. Nighthawks and purple martins, both species that winter in South America and fuel their long migration flights on flying insects, can't help but suffer when their primary sources of food decline. Any view of a nighthawk nowadays is a gift. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.